Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
I will sing of the glory of the Lord. With my mouth shall I make it known, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, I will sing of the glory of the Lord. I will sing of the goodness of our God. With my mouth shall I make it known, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, I will sing all the glory of the Lord. I will sing of the glory of the Lord. With my mouth shall I make him known, from the rising of the sun to the setting for the wind, I will sing of the glory of the Lord. I will sing of the glory of the Lord. With my mouth shall I make him known, from the rising of the sun to the setting for the same, I will sing of the goodness of the Lord.
Just pray in the Spirit.
There is no one, no one holy as the Lord. He who not and in the heavens up above. There is no one, no one holy as the Lord. There is no one holy as the Lord. There is no one, no one holy as the Lord. On the earth and in the heavens up above. There is no one, no one holy as our God. There is no one holy as the Lord. There is no one, no one holy as our God. He will not and in the heavens up above. There is no one, no one holy as our God. There is no one holy as our God. There is no one, no one holy as our God. Here on earth and in the heavens there above. There is no one, no one holy as our God. There is no one holy as our God. There is no one, no one holy as our God. Here on earth, in the heavens there above. There is no one, no one holy as the Lord. There is no one holy as our God. There is no one, no one holy as our God. Here on earth and in the heavens there above, there is no one, no one holy as the Lord. There is no one, Parado Shabakawa, he will not. There is no one, Abakasu Bragadia Rabatu Sabarata. There is no one, no. There is no one, no one holy as our God. Here on earth and in the heavens up above, there is no one, no one holy as our God. There is no one holy as our God. There is no one, no one holy as our God. Here on earth and in the heavens there above, there is no one, no one holy as our God. There is no one. Ooh-ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. There is no one, no one holy as our God. Here on earth and in the heavens there above, there is no one, no one holy as our God. There is no one holy as our God. There is no one, no one holy as our God. Here on earth and in the heavens there above, oh, there is no one, no king holy as our God. There is no one holy as our God. For there is no one, no one holy as our God. Here on earth and in the heavens there above, there is no one, no one holy as our God. There is no one holy as our God. I will sing of the glory of the Lord. With my mouth shall I make it known. From the rising of the sun to the setting for the fair, I will sing of the glory of the Lord. I will sing of the glory of the Lord. When my mouth shall I make it known. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, I will sing of the glory of the Lord. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, I will sing of the glory of the Lord. Oh, ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. There's a light that I see. In spite of the darkness that surrounds me, and the light that I see only comes alive every time I hear your voice. There's a peace deep within my soul. In spite of the crisis that surrounds me, and the peace living in my soul only comes alive every time I hear your voice. Shoop, shoop it up, 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 shoop it up. Oh, there's a light that I see. In spite of the darkness that surrounds me, and the light that I see only comes alive every time I hear a voice. There's a peace deep within my soul. In spite of the crisis that surrounds me, and the peace living in my soul only comes alive every time I hear your voice. Lord, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Hallelujah. Let's start with 1 John 1 and 5. 1 John 1 and 5. I have a strong feeling tonight to be very brief. It says in 1 John, are we there? Can we read together? That God is what? And that in God there is no what? That God is what? A summary of the message that we've heard John, one of the apostles of Jesus, was speaking to people, is that we can summarize the message of God to be that He is light. And Him there is no what? There is no darkness at all. No darkness at all. Meaning there is no darkness in God. Can we mention everything that represents darkness? If you know. There is no death. There is no sin. There is no sickness. There is no poverty. There is no pain. There's no sorrow. You can mention there's no heartbreak. A lot of things are not in God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is light, and in Him no darkness at all. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Now, let's see a scripture in Hebrews 2 and 10. I guess that's a scripture. Hebrews 2 and 10. For it was fitting for Him, for whom all things, and by whom all are all things, You know what that means, right? It said, for whom are what? And by whom are what? He's the center of everything, isn't it? In bringing many sons to glory. Some sons? Huh? Let me even get to the Hebrew. Many sons to glory. Okay, this will be the Greek, not the Hebrew, right? Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, from the translation I'm seeing for many, it means, they said, I just saw something funny. It says, as much as they can. You know, when you say there were many people there, a lot of times when you say I saw many people there, you are actually trying to tell us that you can't tell the number of people. Isn't it? As much. You know, some people think that Jesus wanted some people to be saved. Can I even find some of this scripture? Let me just do some justice to it. There's this part of scripture in Ephesians, if you can find it for me, that looks as if we're predestinated. That's God predestinated some people. Who knows that scripture? Ephesians what? 3:10. Alright, let's see 3:10. I just feel I should touch it because I've heard one or two people say, God already knows the people that will go to heaven. Have you heard a statement like that? And in fact, some of them feel like there's a number in the book of Revelation. 1,400, so and so. Alright? It's not true. Alright, Ephesians what? Is it Jerry that called this one? Okay, maybe it's the principalities that confuse him. You know that word is called predestination. It sounds like principality actually. Ephesians what? I had an answer around here. Okay, there's Romans 3. Okay, there's Romans 8:28, and there's actually another one. Let me get the one from Ephesians first. Let's see the one from Ephesians first, then we'll go to Romans. Romans is even easier, so we should start with the Ephesians. Ephesians 1 and 5. It says, Ephesians 1 and 5. Having what? Alright, maybe we'll read from 3. I wanted to say 1, but because of time, let's read from verse 3. Blessed be the God and what? This is Apostle Paul greeting the church, isn't it? Who has what? Blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See something, a point he made here, that God has blessed us. I'm sure 1 and 2 is always greeting. He always greets people in 1 and 2. Maybe we'll validate that chapter, verse 1. Verse 1, Paul and what? Apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints who are what? And faithful in Christ Jesus. Next part of scripture. Grace to you and peace from God. Alright, so he greeted them, isn't it? Then look at his third statement. Verse 3, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us in the heavenly places. This is even part of greeting, you know, that we were trying to understand now. This is greeting. If you look at it, is this not greeting? It's actually still greeting them. If the verse 4 7 is still greeting. The verse 5 is still part of the greeting. Look at it carefully. See verse 4. Because there's a connection. Just as he what? He's greeting and explaining in greeting. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? It's still great, you know. Next part of scripture. Having what? So he has not actually started his point. That's why, you know, some people don't like Paul. So apostles, so-called apostles, they say when they read Paul, he intimidates them. They begin to wonder, am I not an apostle? Why is this apostle making me confused? Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, if you look at the, not to mock, but if you observe some statement that happened lately, especially because of a very dear apostle. Why I say dear apostles, because I know he's not representing the devil. He's still representing God. Are we together? And I believe that was a mistake. He said something like, Jesus told him that the things that Paul wrote were Paul's opinion. Alright? That they were not the wisdom of God, but Paul's suggestions or Paul's opinion. And I don't like to get into these matters a lot of times, because they may paint you wrongly when you're even trying to explain. So people may wonder, is this guy proud and etc. Alright? So most times I like to even remove my hand from things like, but this sounds so delicate. This is so delicate. Imagine all of you here think that what Paul is writing are mere assumptions. Then what is the hope of the Bible? Is the Bible not seeming useless then? Answer me. Is it not seeming useless? It's seeming what? Very useless. Alright? But look at what Paul said. Same Paul in scripture. But say, man, you look tired. Cheer up. Money will come. Hi. How about? Hallelujah to Jesus. Hooray! Are you people hungry?
Never.
It's a lie. Who is hungry? Say amen. Ah. A lot of hungry people. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Okay, you are hungry for the world. I heard some pastor is alive. I'm hungry. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, I wanted to show you a scripture where God himself negates that man's idea. That's 2 Peter 3 and 15 to 16. Let's see it in the NLT's rendition. NLT like to do justice to this kind of thing. They were prepared for such things. And remember, the Lord's patience gives people time. This is what our beloved brother also wrote to you with the wisdom. Who is he speaking about? Oh, you want to see where he spoke about Paul? Let's see verse, is it 14? Huh? Is in 16. I didn't hear you. Okay, they say Paul. So sorry. I'm getting old. And remember, the Lord's patience gives people time to be what? Saved. This is what our beloved brother Paul. You know, it's because of brother there. I didn't get it. I always call him apostle. But Peter is his brother. Peter wrote this. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Our brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom God gave him. So, Apostle Peter here is saying that his fellow brother Apostle Paul wrote God's word to them. Every of his word, his writings in the Bible is inspired by the wisdom of God. Are you seeing that? He said God gave him the wisdom. That simply means, if somebody say Paul was writing from his own wisdom, we discard that idea. Why? Because the Bible said God gave Paul that wisdom. And now see why people are having a problem with some of the writings of Paul. Paul was a very intelligent person. He still remains an intelligent person. According to their standard in those days, Paul went to school. Some of the apostles did not go to school, and that did not affect their ministry. In fact, the Bible said in the early part of the book of Acts, the Bible said they were teaching so well that the Pharisees, who were learned people, they looked at Peter and said, I don't know, these people that Jesus is working with, that did not go to school. Are they not the ones? These Gentiles, so-called Gentiles, they did not even go to school. How come they are speaking so wonderful and intelligent like this? They are even quoting the Torah. So nice like this. Alright? Affirming Jesus' word in 1 Corinthians 1 that says, the Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians 1, somewhere he says, he uses the foolish things of the world to what? Conform the wise. Look at the people Jesus chose. They didn't go to school according to their days. But the people that went to school were very marveled. How come they sound so intelligent, alright? And that notwithstanding, I'm trying to also say that Paul did so well because also one of the reasons he did so well was because he went to school. Alright? So that when we're talking now, some people will say, we don't need to go to school before God will use you. If you go to school, alright, God will use you if you don't go to school, right? But if you look at somebody that goes to school and somebody that did not go to school, if God is using two of them, you can still tell. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Listen carefully. Let me explain how you can tell. You see, you need your data, the database in your soul, the information in your soul has to be very rich for you to express what you are seeing in the spirit. The supernatural realm is very ambiguous. If the information in your soul is quite limited, you will not be able to express this ambiguous realm in the supernatural very effectively. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? Are we together? Take for instance, the people that have what we call the deliverance ministry. Have you seen people like that? That's what they call deliverance ministry. And you are wondering, because when you read the Bible, you see the Bible negating such ideas, such practices. There are some practices they have there. Have you gone to places where they use broom to kill people before? They flog people with broom. Have you been there before, anybody? You've gone to places where they use stone to kill their enemies before? Huh? Are you people dull in church now? What's happening? Answer me. Abi, if you have not gone. I went somewhere they used stone. We're in an open field. They say, shoot. We gather it like the stones that David killed Goliath. Alright? There's another place I heard. I think I saw this one. They took broom and they were flogging their enemies. Alright? I think in recent times there's an influencer on Facebook. You know why I'm saying this thing? Because you see, do you know how many people are not Christians because of the jargons they see online? Huh? There are a lot of people that are not Christians because of the jargons they see. Please follow me carefully. We're not trying to mock. If I was not a Christian and I come online and I see that Christians sell stone that killed David, how will I accept that kind of religion? I'm seeing somebody sell the keys of David, the stones of David. That's not just all. I have seen somebody selling the blood of Jesus. I just wonder where the blood of Jesus is that he's selling. Then I've seen somebody selling the soap that washes sins. Yes, this is true life story. It's not fiction. How about Benue? They sell water. They bless water and they sell. Have you not seen? And they sell salt, anointed salt in this state. Yes. They sell oil. Goya oil. They sell it in this state. Now, you'll be wondering, if you are not a Christian and you see things like this, will you accept that Christianity? It will be very difficult. That God is doing marketing in church. I don't know how to explain it. Meanwhile, if you look at the scriptures, this same God, are you here? This same God we're talking about went to a church doing, but sorry, they were doing selling and buying and selling. All right, some sort of that name I called because I think I observed it while I was growing up, something like that. And Jesus came and missed the celebration and scattered the tables. Huh? Scattered everything and said, my house is not a den for what? That's what he said. Now, is there anything that Jesus would not like and did not affirm? If you do it, it has wrong effects. If you sell those kind of things, people will not be drawn to Jesus. That kind of Jesus you are presenting does not even exist. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? So you see, it will be very difficult for somebody to be a normal person to accept Jesus in this time, in this generation. Very important. That's why sometimes we have to come out, some of us, because you see, for God to negate a wrong ideology, He needs a man. For Satan to start a wrong ideology, He needs a man. And that's why God said in His word, I sought for a man that will stand in the gap. Listen carefully. I said something to a dear friend yesterday. No, this morning. Wonderful friend. We're talking about some of these problems. Alright? In recent times, something happened in America. And Romack posted it. There were more than 20, 30 men of God that gathered around Donald Trump and prayed for him and declared their support for him, because they were seeing, obviously, permit me to just delve into American politics a little bit, they were seeing obviously what was happening in their nation. You know, in one of the campaigns, Kamala Harris, who is he the one becoming the president, or is he, okay, now she's the one contesting, all right, now, which is not supposed to be a problem. And listen, if she wins, it's not an achievement for blacks. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Did you get what I just said? You know, there's a way we think because of color. The first black female. It doesn't matter. Now, watch carefully. There was a campaign. This is, we are Christians. We cannot hide this truth. So, Pastor Simon, God has nothing to do with politics. Are you serious? Eh? Okay, Pastor Simon, even if God has something to do with politics, did God tell you to talk about politics? I'm a prophet too. In those days, it was prophet that had connection with kings, not pastors. If God wants to dethrone a king, He sends a prophet. If God wants to put a new king, He sends a prophet. A king was on seat, alright? There was a king on seat. God said, I've removed you. How did we know? He sent Samuel to go and anoint the next king. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Who was the next king? David. Does God have something to do with it? You say it's politics. The problem is that you are calling it politics now. Call it government. Call it leadership. God has interest for the leadership of His people. How can God come to die for you and not have interest with the people that rule you? He has interest. Check your Bible. You know, I've had some men of God come and, you know, I understand sometimes people have gone, you know, sometimes you can be emotional and prophesy your emotion. That's why when it comes to politics, I'm very careful. Firstly, I don't believe God has permitted me to prophesy politics. That's why if you observe, even though the hunger is there sometimes, I kill it because I didn't feel anything in my spirit to talk about politics. Sometimes you can be biased. Okay, which prophet that is really a sincere prophet will not prophesy that Peter Obi will win in the last election? From their emotion, who will not prophesy that? Even though God is showing you that the other person will win, because of how you have seen this nation go through problems, you will twist it. It's just like a young man that sees a lady he likes, his spec, and sees another one. And they say you should pray on who, or a young woman opposite direction to. They say pray and hear God for who to marry. Then the young man goes into prayer. And he now comes out and said, when I wanted to pick the other one, I did not feel peace. But when I picked the other one, I felt peace. The question is, you know, a long time ago, we had this ideology that when God really grants permission for something, what do you feel? So, the guy will now come out and say, when I just heard her name and thought of her, there was this peace beyond understanding. You know, get scripture very well. There is peace beyond. He said, I do not give peace as the world gives. Meaning there is a peace that the world gives. There is peace in the order of the world. Alright? So when you say I feel peace, we'll ask you what kind of peace. Is it peace as the world give peace, or peace beyond understanding? Should I tell you what peace beyond understanding is? You see your speck like this. God said, this is your wife. And you now choose this woman without complaining. That's what we call peace beyond understanding. God, I don't understand, but I have peace with you. Why will you do this to me? You hurt me, Jesus, but I have peace with you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And a lot of times God likes hurting people, because most of our times, I mean, hurting people in righteousness. Most of the time, the Bible said the things of the flesh worketh contrary. Most of the time, you see, as our mind, I know you get into the flesh through your mind by accepting the ideologies of darkness through your mind. The Bible said in Romans 8 and 6, it said to be carnally minded. So how do you enter into carnality? Through your mind. When you think Satan's ideology, you are becoming carnal. Carnally minded. Meaning you are stuck into his ideology, you are carnally minded. You are stuck into God's ideology, you are what? Spiritually. Are you people getting confused? Meaning if you stay with God's word, you are being spiritually. If you accept Satan's ideologies, you are becoming what? Carnally. And of course, in this world, we are more carnal than we are spiritual before we met Jesus. Is the truth. And after you meet Jesus, you are actually trying to advance beyond flesh toward the supernatural. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Okay, when you became born again, did your tongue just stop? You know, the things you used to say, did you forget them? Did you forget anything? The only thing is that you are brought into a new consciousness. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But there's something that has to happen now that you are born again. What is it called? The mind renewal. Renewal of the mind. Romans 12, right? It said, be not conformed to the systems of the world, but be what? And if you look at the tail of that scripture, it said, the reason why I want to transform is so that you prove. Another word for prove there means so that you can tell. In literal explanation, let me just use a phrase. So that you can tell. You can tell. You can affirm. You can confirm. The things that are what? And what? And what? Meaning if your mind is not renewed, you cannot even tell God's will. Alright? So it's not enough to be born again. Your mind needs to be renewed so that you can tell which is God's will. And I said before, I said God's will is not in three categories. Are we together? Because if you look at this scripture now, in literal English, it seems as if good is different from acceptable and is different from what? Perfect. But it's not true. God's will that is good is God's will that is what? Acceptable. And God's will that is acceptable is God's will that is what? These are three adjectives to describe God's will, which is one. Are we guys flowing together? Do you understand me? So a lot of times the Bible said the things of the spirit worketh contrary to the things of the flesh. I gave you an instance. Somebody became born again. Alright? I coincidentally met this young man prophetically. It's not a coincidence. In Hebrew, there is no word called coincidence because they don't believe in coincidence. Alright? So it was not a coincidence. We sat somewhere, and when we spoke, he was wondering if it was an 80s. You know, how God helps me, and I'm so happy the way God works with me. I've never met an 80s that I agreed that he's an 80s. That's how God begins to transform them. You know, I met an 80s, he said, I'm an 80s. I said, you don't sound like you believe you're an 80s. He said, how does an 80s sound? I said, you didn't say you're an 80s with faith. You spoke like, he said, I think I'm an 80s. So I said, which 80s will say, I think I'm an 80s? So I said, that means you're not sure you're an 80s. So I tell him, what are your facts? What makes you an 80s? That's how we started. He started laughing. All right? And he got delivered. Alright, same with this one. He felt like he was an 80s. I know he's not an 80s. Do you understand? Like one that felt like they sell their souls to the devil. You know, those days we're young. We used to enter Illuminati website. How many of you have done that before? Huh? Just that some of us that registered, the thing did not favor us. Those times we're young, there's a site called Illuminati. Go browse it now, you see. Illuminati has a website. Probably if you register, you don't have money. But they have a website. So you go there and go and declare that you sell your soul to the devil. The problem is, I think many, I was wondering, how can somebody say, I am in Nigeria, I say I sell my soul. No problem, I'll bring the money, let me sell the soul to the devil. How did I sell the soul to the devil? And I was not so wise that time, but I just know that's rubbish. I'll use your head. If they had given me the opportunity that they would give me $3,000 to sell my soul to the devil in Indian barracks that time, if you see, I was not born again, I would have accepted. I would have done one of the first Yahoo. When I'm done collecting the money, I would now say yes, I accept. I would now send somebody's picture and block them. That's what I would have done. But thank God they were wise. Amen. They knew too that, you know, we are not going to sell our soul. We'll use their head. So, some people that say, they say, I sold my soul to the devil, they won't be rapping it. You know, when we were young, we heard a lot of rubbish from all of these worldly singers. How many of you heard those things? You hear them rap. Some of them will be expressing jargons. There was one that had a problem with God because God threw away Satan. I think it's Chris Brown. He said he had a problem. He was talking to God. Why would God be so unfair? God, you can be unnecessarily emotional. You know, some people, there's what they have. We call it emotional mismanagement. They don't know how to gather their emotion in one place. How can you sit down and be wondering why God drove Satan and be beefing God? Who are you? You sat down somewhere and say, oh, you are singing. Remember that song, right? Fallen Angel. How did they even sing that song? You know it now. Sing it, you know it. Why are you people pretending? Pastor Ann, let me hear you. And just do the reading for us. She's pretending. If you had done it, I would have probably remembered. I think I've heard that song too. But he had a problem with God. I remember I was not so wise that time, but I said, how can this guy have a problem with God? Do you understand? They were singing jargon, some of them. Mumu mumu thing. And those times we're not wise, we'll just carry it and be flowing. That's how some of us turn into bad boys. God was able to save some of us. Some of them, they've not been saved till now. Do you know some people started smoking from such kind of songs? I got blood in my eyes. Vein in my eyes. That's how some people started smoking. Music have a lot of influence. You just hear certain people, there's somebody I have a problem with. He only sings immorality. Flavor is babatin. You see somebody singing, it's only woman's waist he's talking about. He will describe the woman's body in a way that you are wondering, is this guy okay? Is he okay? And you know, the funniest thing is that on a normal day, imagine, see, if you think I'm joking, play that song. Some of you may see your mother dancing. Stop the song and say what Flavor said. They will beat you. Are you an idiot? When did this one start? But play the music. Your mother said, eh? That's the power of music. Are you listening to me? A lot of stupid things have entered our head in the name of music. I got blood in my eyes. This is my vein. That's how we said it too. We didn't know we're confessing our reality. The Bible said, every idle words we speak will be used in what? Judgment. You think the judgment is a final judgment? No. Judgment on the earth. Because the devil will make sure that you are accountable for everything you say too. They are angels of darkness waiting to see that when you say something, they bring it into reality in your life. I hope you know that. Sick man, you'll be sick. And then dead man, you die soon. Be careful. I got sick yesterday. Forget that. God will take you back to yesterday. Sorry, Satan, because he will feast on your words. Don't speak idle words. There are no idle words. Make sure your words are always intentional. Are you guys here tonight? So a lot of times, like I was saying, our opinions as human beings, when we become born again, before mind renewal, or in the process of mind renewal, negates the supernatural entirely. A lot of times, even while you became born again, for that brother, like I said, immediately he received Jesus. You know, he was so convinced, became born again. Guess what happened next? He said he had some sort of charm that he uses to get money from people. You know, the Yahoo thing, they say. And he wanted to bring it the next day to be burnt. Before the next day, that night, the thing started working. Are you listening? It started working. So, are you see him in the morning. I called him. He gave some excuses. I picked something in my spirit. So I prayed small and I called him again. He said, sir, and then told him something prophetically. He said, sir, it's true. Sir, I didn't know how to tell you, but from that night I left you, I started getting money like I've never gotten before. Look at the devil. Because he heard that the guy has received, he started proving that he's faithful. And I told him that this is not a coincidence with my brother. Satan means your life. I said, bring that in, let's burn it all. Are you guys listening to me tonight? So most of the times, you see, if you become born again, you know, some people have said contrary opinions, because marrying God's will is not easy. Doing God's will is not easy when you are in the flesh, or when you are from the flesh stepping into the supernatural.
The Bible also says his thoughts are not the thoughts of what? A mere man. So you see, when God speaks, there's kind of a little fight. Are we together? It's kind of a fight. Because you are doing that based on the flesh. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. A lot of times men would think, human beings would think, they would want to see something, I mean. And, you know, think from what they see and make decisions. But God is like, make decisions from the unseen realities, not from the seen realities. So he says, we walk by faith, virtual, not by what? Sight, physical. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why it's quite difficult, because the wisdom we can touch, feel, and etc., we feel is more reliable than wisdom we cannot see, feel, and touch. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So for instance, God tells you, this woman is not your wife, but look at what you are seeing. God, how can you say this kind of thing? See what I'm seeing, God. God, even if it's you, that is me. Who will you choose? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because the realm of faith is virtual. The realm of sight is physical. I mean, you are seeing it. God, look at. You not said that one. How? You know, like a joke, I joked one time. I saw it on the internet. The young man was, I don't know what message he was trying to pass, but it's a very foolish message. That's why I blocked all of these skit makers. In fact, I heard this joke from another person. I didn't see it physically. I watched this one. Just that somebody confirmed it while we were talking. The lady came to him and they were talking, and he wanted to collect her number. She was now doing him shakara. You know what they call shakara? And he said, you are not even fine, self. Then he said, you don't even have whatsoever, I said. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you people understand me? You better understand, though, because you don't hear that thing from my mouth. And when he said that, she now said, no problem, leave me. Let me be going. My mindset, I have a good mindset, and I think well. I'm a wife material. It doesn't matter if I have whatever you are looking for or not. All right, snap. Snap now. You've been working so hard to get this. I've been observing. I went here, you followed me. So, you know, he has suffered. He has been moving. So, all right, we're good. Hallelujah to Jesus. I've suffered him before he turned. See now, he now went and turned this side. So at least let him get one good shot. All right? Hallelujah to Jesus. Then he now said, you have good mindset. You are wife material. Shake your mindset, they go. Shake them, they go. So as she was going, he said, she should shake her mindset and be going. So look at that stupid message. People like Michael and this, my young brother here, as they grow up and see all those stupid kids now, in their heart it is registered that a good wife is not the one that have good mindset too. Yes, are you getting on trying? It's the one that have whatsoever. Even him, he knows. You know what I'm saying? You see, he has known. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. That's it all. So we have to correct all of this wrong impression. So a man that walks by faith. You know, some preachers, I wonder what they think when they begin to teach things opposing these kind of realities. I heard a preacher, I know why he's saying those things. He said, all this thing, men of God will be telling you that God is possible for God to give you a woman that you don't like. I'm warning you, you better like who you... Listen, calm down, preacher. Calm down. Even the city you are, when God told you to stay there, you didn't like it, but you stayed. Is it a woman? That's, in fact, if you get the wrong woman, even ministry you not do. Before I started ministry in this town, I went to some fathers of faith of the same tribe and opposite tribe. I didn't even know their tribes. I just went and they introduced themselves to me. One of them told me a story about some three founding fathers of faith in this town. He said that three of them are thief men. I was shocked. I didn't know the founding fathers of the Pentecostal movement in this town, in Benue State, are thief people. I never knew. He said these people were so great that even when they go to people like Bishop Oyedepo, were loyal to them. He gave me an instance where he was entering Living Faith. Bishop was preaching. He came down, collected his Bible, and dropped it, and went back preaching. I was so amazed. I was like, really? He said, yes. And he said, but we heard stories about them. They said it with their mouth. The first one, he said, the two of them had problems in their ministry because of their wives. He said, the last one, they were not sure, but he made a statement that gave them the impression that it was his wife that was a problem. He said, I am about to die and I know. You see this ministry? I don't want my wife to be in charge of it. Take my wife back to her father and let my assistant continue the ministry. That's what he said. Then he died. Now, he didn't say anything to them. That's the only statement he made. So they now suspected that the wife had a problem. So even ministry, you will not do effectively if you marry wrongly. You know, sometimes in a church as a pastor, you are concerned with people not getting married. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Imagine some of us are getting, I see old men here thinking of PS4. It will pain me. Old men here, they are thinking of PS5 instead of land and marriage. It will pain me. Do you know how many young men here have PS5? There are some people sitting there, they use 600,000 to buy PS5. Young men. They don't have land. Some of us now, some of you seated here, if you know what you know now, if you knew many years ago, you know you'd be richer than now. A young man came to my office and said, sir, I want to ask you a question. I'm about to turn 25. I said, what's the question? He said, sir, please. I'm getting scared that I'm getting old. I was shocked that I'm becoming 25. So me, I thought about it. I said, I remember when I was 25, it was like yesterday. I don't know, though. I just said it in my heart. Then he now asked me, he said, what would you do? He said he has heard a lot of my messages and he has learned so much. And he was wondering that he would have corrected some things if he heard me early. But what will I still do if I was 25 again? He said, because he knows I've understood better. What will I do if I was 25? I thought about it. I looked at him. I said, you are a very wise young man. Do you know that's a very wonderful question? Because I've learned so much over the years. There are some things I look back and say, I wish if I knew. When I began to give him the answer, even me, I was jealous for him. I said, you are too wise. And I wish you would not waste this answer. So I began to tell him some little things, which I will not tell you now because we are not teaching that. Are we together? But the advice I will tell you, be serious with your life. Do you know, as I'm standing here, I wish I prayed better. If you hear the kind of, if you know the kind of prayer I prayed when I was younger, I still wish I prayed more. I was telling my mother, I said, see, I wish I prayed more than I even prayed. Because as I'm growing up, I'm seeing that I have more responsibilities. And I don't think I'll have that kind of time I had that time to ever pray again. I'll pray, but I don't think, sincerely speaking, I'll have that kind of time I used to have. Those days you wake up early in the morning, till the night, nothing to do. Don't need to know this. Simon! They just ask you one question. Sometimes they may send you. That's the only thing. That kind of thing. I can just go to church, lock myself for 2 days and just be. Because I was still younger and sharper. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I said, I wish I prayed more. I wish I studied more. In fact, I wish. And I told him one thing. I'm answering you with style already. I said, I wish I never, ever thought about what people think about me. I said, I wish I neglected all of those ideas. Because when I was growing up, I was a very emotional person. If I hear something about me, I may not be able to sleep. Because I wanted a good name. So anytime I just hear something about me, you see me in the night crying. I'm very serious. Midnight, you may knock my door, tears everywhere. I'm crying, but I did not do it. I'll cry. And you know, it may truly have not affected my person, but to an extent, it may have. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because sometimes I can't guarantee you that 100% I was always on my steez. I'd be with my steez. I was not affected. No. At some point, I should have been affected. Maybe offense and the rest. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? And of course, it will not allow God flow through my life. So I told him, if you can gather the impetus to care less of what anybody thinks about you, you'll be very great. Then he now asked me one final question. He said, a lot of questions, but one of these final ones in summary. He said, Pastor, I'm scared that all my dreams may not come to pass. I had to change. You know, I didn't change for him because I was angry. I changed it for him because the fire of God rose from my spirit. So I said to him, I hit my table. I said, who told you that? He said, he's wondering. I said, will your dreams come to pass? He said, sir, I pray so. I said, they will not come to pass. You are wishing they come to pass. No, know that they will come to pass. Then I asked him, I said, do you know who I wear? Me, Prophet Simon, you know where I'm coming from. You have no idea. Go and make your research, you'll be amazed. I said, and you know, beautiful thing, he knows me. Somehow we are related, not directly, but through my wife. And I said to him, I remember the reply I did. He said, during my introduction, one of their uncles called him and said, that your pastor, he sounded so proud on the introduction. Who does he think he is? And he said, no, my pastor is a very humble person. He said, no, he's a proud man. Do you know what he did in the introduction? And he came to my office and he didn't know how to say it. He said, sir, how's it? I said, fine. He said, one of my uncle, that man is a very, you know, he wanted to make it look like the guy is actually having a problem all this while. I didn't want me to feel bad about the guy. He said, the man said you were. And I told him to keep quiet. That's my pastor. My pastor is a humble person. And I laughed. So I didn't answer him till the last time he asked this question. So I said, remember that time? He said, yes. I said, you know what caused your uncle to think like that? To show you that I don't care what people think, I did not explain to him that time. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I didn't even explain. If it felt like I was a proud person, you should go. I didn't care. All right? I read a book many years ago. I can't remember the title exactly, but it says the impetus to accept not being liked. I'm trying to paraphrase the title. Meaning, if you are not being liked, you are okay with it. When I saw the book, I liked it. I read it. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I said to him, what caused it that time was that when I went for the introduction, true life story, they can be watching, they cannot deny it. It happened. All right, they watch me a lot of them. I'm sure they will affirm, be happy. It's not pride. I'm teaching church from true life story. And one of the women there that asked me, it was a round table question, unbelievable. Everybody asked me a question and I answered every question except this one. You know, when you say a young fine man coming to marry your daughter, especially when she's the last one, it's not easy because you are wondering, this man is too fine. Can he be able to can he be able to cope with one woman? Because maybe a lot of women, that's what is in their heart too. They're wondering that, will I only want to have one woman? I've been called out. I'm not this Benway man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Is a Benway man that we want to have 5, 10, 15, but we have been called out from every tribe, people, and nation by the blood of Jesus. So I understand their fears. And I answered the question from understanding until one of the questions. And I'm sure that person heard about me. Maybe when they heard this prophet is coming, they check my timeline, they ask questions, and the enemies give them reply. They told them about me. So I knew, my spirit told me she heard about you somewhere. A false accusation. And he said, because what brought that question inside the marriage chair? I don't know. Who is your spiritual father? I said, Prophet Solomon Abbey of blessed memory. He's late? Yes. If she didn't hear, she would not ask the next question. Now, How many of you here will have a problem? What will you say to somebody that lost his spiritual father? What will be your first statement? Oh, there, isn't it? So sorry about that. How long has it been? Isn't it? But that was not a reply. Why have you not had another one? Even the Bible says, mourn with those that mourn. And I said, I just told you, my spiritual father is late. Do they just select spiritual fathers? He just say, you know, can you select your physical father? That's how you can select your spiritual father. You know, some of you, I've seen people that change spiritual fathers. Have you seen people like that? The Lord said I should stay with this one for 5 years. Now he has changed another one for me. It's for a season. There was something was working in me. He has changed another one. So they have like 3 spiritual fathers now. They are in the 3rd one. So they said there was a grace I was seeking there. I tap and finish. So now I'm entering another phase. You are just confused. You cannot have more than one spiritual father. The only permission to change the spiritual father is when, number one, he probably, in fact, I don't really take that one as an option so well, but the one I will see more as an option for living is when the person becomes sexually immoral. I mean, he's in the path of sin, obviously, and wouldn't repent. The Bible advises that you leave. Because the Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, when somebody is not following Christ, he should not be followed. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So when somebody obviously is doing what is wrong, you should not follow that person. You are permitted from Scripture. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Very important. And secondly, which is true, although emotionally some people may still feel one kind, but it's the truth. When you find out that you are not growing, I mean, you don't understand your place in Christ and you are stuck in a place, sometimes, and make sure you are led, because some people are stubbornly running away. Make sure you are led. If the Lord leads you, and what I'm trying to tell you is that there's a possibility the Lord can lead you, all right, and tell you to go and submit to another person to learn the things of God. It happens. It happened in Scripture. Are we together? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But make sure he leads you. So God does not do that junk, changing, you know. You know, when people do like that and you don't talk, you paint a wrong picture for the coming generation. Such that when a young man is working with God through a pastor, and the pastor is not permitting some of the foolishness in his life to find expression, he may want to withdraw from that pastor, and to cover for that, he will look at somebody that God had gone ahead of him. Seeing that the person has changed his spiritual father before, in the name of a season God is working something, he may think it's time to change because this one is not allowing me act of my foolishness. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That way you see young people, like one time I heard a man of God said, do you believe in spiritual fatherhood? He did not answer that question. Boldly, I will tell you the truth. I've never really said it like this, but I'll say it. They say, do you believe in spiritual fatherhood? He said, he did not answer yes. He said, yes, or if they ask you, do you believe in spiritual father, what would be your answer? Yes or no? And you say your reasons why yes or why no. But which one is, I believe spiritual fatherhood has been used, especially in this part of the world, to manipulate people. They did not ask you that. The question is, do you believe in spiritual fatherhood? See, when they ask you, are you a Nigerian? Your answer should be yes or no. Not, I don't want to be a Nigerian because Nigeria is a very corrupt country. No, that's not the answer. So some of us that are Nigerians now, are we useless? Huh? Some of us that have spiritual fathers, are we useless? You are talking about the wrong effect of that word spiritual fatherhood. God is the initiator of the idea. And if God says something should happen, there is more advantage than what? Disadvantage. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Not that kind of answer. So, you know, some of you may not understand, but the truth is that it is deeper than you can see. And I cannot begin to explain to you because it will be embarrassing. We are not discussing ministry here. We are discussing the word of God. I believe there are some answers for ministers, not for regular members. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So when you are asked a question for members, you answer the question directly for members, not for you begin to give an answer for ministers. So I wouldn't go so much deep in it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here? Alright, so where was I? Let me see if you are following. Huh? Alright, she asked me, yeah, you like that story, isn't it? And I said, I heard something. Somebody say something? What was that? Sorry? Okay, that book I read, I don't know the name again. No. Meet me after service, we can talk about the book. The summary of the book is that just don't care about anybody not like. The message you get at the end is that you should not care. Comfort. Don't care about anybody that does not. Forget about it. Anything you have to. In fact, the book is just going to make you understand that the need. I'm sure what the point there is the need not to really. And everything is in the word. It's factored in the word. Do you understand? All right. They say a good teacher is worth more. 100 things. Just hear me. You understand, eh? Now, where was I? That woman. You want to disgrace your pastor. Why answer that? I was answering the question of that boy before I came here. I said, why I answer that way and you got a wrong report about me was because I am not begging for a wife. I came to marry who God wants me to marry. I'm not begging you to give me a wife. You can't tell me that if you don't bring your spiritual father, you will not marry a wife. What? Okay. So I said to her, now, if I had gone back, I did not do the right thing. The Holy Ghost rose from my inside. The Bible said the righteous are as bold as a lion. Look at the combination of our spirit. I have not given you the spirit to what? But the spirit of what? Of what? Of what? How can you combine these three attributes, characteristics? Sound mind, power, love. Look at Jesus, everything is there. I mean, a few minutes in Matthew 24, Jesus is like, oh, you foolish guys, why will you not believe what the prophet has said? Foolish and slow to heart. Before you know it, holy Jesus that said foolish, he's crying when Lazarus died. Jesus wept. The same Jesus that flocked people from the temple, don't turn my father's house to a den of thieves. The same Jesus, they rejected him in Jerusalem. He wept and said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I long to gather you. I thought you should flog them again. Isn't it? The same Jesus will say, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. Same Jesus, go tell that force. Come here. Come here, Smalley. Go on. You have been going out since. Enter and sit down. That's how you used to start to. Amen. The same Jesus that said, forgive them for. They say, Herod say you should come. The soldiers came and gave report. Our guy said you should come. He said, go and tell that fox. You are telling me to go and tell my guy, yeah, he's a fox, that I'm not coming. He did not run. He said, tell the fox that today I'll preach in the city. Tomorrow too, I will preach. The next morning I'll be crucified. Nothing will happen. Now, if you compare that character to present day, you'll be wondering, Jesus, do you belong to... Where you day? Which side you day, Jesus? This confidence, you know, I don't understand this confidence. The spirit of what? Sound mind. What? And of what? And I said to her, you know, I'm being honest. I said to her, if this is the criteria for giving me a wife, I'm not coming back. As I just said, everybody, hey, just leave him, or leave him. I told you, leave him everywhere. I said, okay, now. My father dragged my shirt like this. Simon, sit down. I sat down. But I already replied the reply. You are not dashing me wife. I'm not begging for a wife. And I adore my wife because she's God's will for me. So I know she's very important to me. But there's no timidity here in my heart. There's no fear. No matter who she is, I know for God to say, that's your wife, I deserve her. And she deserves me. Because me too, I'm God's investment. You know the kind of investment God has done in me. It's the truth. You can't look at me. I know my life. I know what I've faced in this life. I know the obstacles I've crossed. For somebody to come and use that kind of thing too. I know that if God is doing me good, I think he's doing you people more good. It's the truth. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I said to him, that was where I spoke from that you heard though. I said, am I proud? He said, no. I said, that's confidence. I don't have timidity. So I had to respond the way God wants me to respond. I said, you must be bold about your dreams. That's when they come to pass. Be bold about your dreams. Don't see failure for an answer. No, never receive it. Satan will suggest it in your head that you may fail. This Christianity you have started, can you continue? Yes, you can. It's not enough to be redeemed. Say it. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. When we're smaller, when we finish school, when we find trouble in the class, if the person catch us outside, there's a statement they used to make in the back. They will hit us on the chest and say, if you have mind, talk now. So truly, if you had mind in the class and when we're making mouth, you would talk outside because you can now fight, isn't it? But for some of us that don't have power, if they hit our chest and say, if you have mind, talk, you what? Keep quiet, because if you talk, they will scatter you. But immediately you see somebody that is like your elder brother, uncle, passing, and they say, Oche, what are you doing there? You now push the ball. Now this is George, this stupid boy. How many of you have been there? This is George, this is heavy fight. You'll be holding it. You know why the guy will not respond? He knows that if he try anything, him too, he will collect now. Say, because you see your uncle here, he didn't touch me, but no, we'll go meet for school now. Wait, I say, I will beat you. I will. Then the next day in school, in the morning, you are wondering whether I should go to school or not. Why did you have the impetus to talk? Because somebody that is more like a fortress, your confidence has come there. A bigger authority. That's why we talk. Bible says we believe who we know whom we have what? Believe. And we're what? We know whom we have believed. If you want to doubt God, read some stories in the Bible. The things written about him are so great. Everything written about him. There's a songwriter that wrote a song. He said, everything written about him is great. The ones even mentioned there are even smaller. Demons tremble. Is it that one you use to compare God? Demons trembling before his presence. Is that one? You know, when you will say the thing, God, you think God is impressed. That one is not for anything. It's not anything. You see, when Satan was about to leave heaven, God did not stand up. He did not move. It was Michael that took Satan out from heaven. Meaning, if Michael was God, he would have been a stronger God than Satan. If Michael was God and God was not existing, Michael would have been still stronger than Satan. Yes, sir. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. Yes, if Michael was God and we were worshipping Michael, Satan would still be under our feet. Yes, sir. So when God took Satan out from heaven, he didn't stand up, he sat on his throne. He didn't move. God always maintains his teeth. Ah, glory to God forevermore. He doesn't move. That's why you should not be scared of situations. Don't be scared. You have not received the spirit to fear again, but the spirit of what? Sound mind, power, love. They say you are above sin. Don't be scared. You are above sin. That's why we started by saying he has called many sons unto glory. We said again, is the light so shining in him? There's no what? No darkness at all. No trace of darkness. 1 Timothy said, God who is light, immortal, dwelling in an unapproachable light. unapproachable light, and yet the Bible said we with open faces beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. The light that is unapproachable, by the blood of Jesus we can approach it. And you are scared of anything in this world? As a man thinketh in his heart, God has given you his word. When you think it, you only live above and never be net. Why? A function of our thinking. And it came as his word. Are you listening to me? So he said, the spirit you have, say the spirit I have, does not fear again. That's what he said. Because fear, the book of Proverbs says, fear is a snare. When you fear, you are subjected. Those who through fear for sin were held captive by the devil. Anytime you fear, you are declaring your faith for Satan's ability. Are you people here tonight? So I refuse to be scared. The new spirit we have received, the Holy Ghost on our inside, does not fear. It's only confident. We have not received the spirit to fear again, but the spirit of what? Sound mind, of what? Power, and of what? Love. Oh, glory to God forevermore. I refuse to be scared. God said you are perfect. Then you are wondering if the reports of men are greater. I am perfect. I don't go out having a second thought that probably I'm not too perfect. Mm-mm. I am perfect. You don't act perfectly to result into standing as perfect. You are perfect to act perfectly. And yet, God has given us his nature. The Bible says it in 2 Peter 2. It says we are partakers of his divine nature. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. How can I be like God? One nose, two eyes. He came like you. A body has thou prepared for me. He came like you. And when he showed up on the earth, he said he's the image of the invisible God. When we say image of the invisible God, you think it's just limited to your nose and two eyes and the rest? He came in our likeness. He came like a man. He came as a man, didn't he? He said, you don't have a savior. God is speaking to us. He said, you do not have a savior that is ignorant of the feelings of your infirmities. Meaning all the temptation you are having, all the temptation you will have, Jesus had them first. He weighed them, he said, it's nothing. And he said, as he is, so are we. Where? He didn't say when we die and get to heaven. 1 John 4:17. He said, as he is, so are we. He said, we are not scared. We are confident until the day of his coming. Why are we confident? Because as he is. Not because we lived right yet. He said the nature is a victory. Because as he is, so are we. Having his nature is a victory. Because if you have his nature, you cannot live wrong. Is a solution against sin. As he, so are we. He didn't say in heaven. He said in this present world. In this present world. In this present world. There's so much sin. God said, as I am, so are you. In this world full of sin. So be light. Be a light. But the moment you get scared, Satan will just consume you. I refuse to be scared. If God said, you are freed. You know God say you are freed. You have been freed from sin. You don't need so many scriptures to walk in faith. He said you are freed. Freed. We said it on Sunday. Romans 6 and 7. He said he that is dead, he is freed from sin. Colossians 3 and 1. He said if you died with Christ and are resurrected with him, he said set your affections on the things above, at the Father's right hand. Is that not what he says? Then verse 3 in the Amplified, it said, when you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. In the Amplified, it said, for you died to this world and your world, new real life. New real. It may look new, but it's a real one. So what are they saying? They are saying some new things. It's not new. It's a mystery that has been hidden in ages past for our glory. We just saw the mystery for our glory. That glory is what? Christ in us. He's a real, he's our reality. He said, I am way, I am truth, and I am. Are you seeing that? He is our life. And this life is the light of men. Listen, that simply means living perfect is the way for every man. From the beginning, we're reading, I didn't forget it, Ephesians 1, isn't it? He said, we're designed to be perfect from the beginning. Meaning the man that God thought about in his heart was perfect. It was the disobedience of the first man that brought us into imperfection. But glory to God, Jesus came. Glory to God, Jesus came. Are you here tonight? He said, if for by one man, Romans 5, sin entered the whole world. He said, by still same one man, sin has left the whole world. And we have received the gift of grace and righteousness to reign in this life by one man, Christ Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 15, he said, if you bore the image of the first man, he said, so are you bearing the image. He said, see, stop thinking your kind of body is the same with everybody. Paul started by saying they are terrestrial body. They are bodies that can support an animal being in water. They are bodies. See, for instance, lion cannot live in water. They live on dry ground. They were not designed. That's not their ecological niche. So God is saying that there's a body prepared for you. A different body prepared for you. How did I know that Romans 6 is? He said that body of sin has been done away with on the cross. The new body you have cannot sin. Let me say it in scientific terms, in biology. The new body you have does not support the free flow of sin. I mean in physics terms. It does not support the free flow of sin. Meaning sin cannot find expression in the environment of this body. That's what Romans 6 said. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be, so that we are no longer what? Slaves to sin. So as long as you see yourself, and how are you switching into this new body? You're thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, to be carnally minded. Meaning if your mind is saying this, your body is old body, you are carnal. You are in the old body. But if your mind understands and believes that this your body is new body, you have a new body. There can be a sign that that body has a connection with the old, but the body is not of the old. Jesus resurrected, he said, look at my hand. Is this not where they choked that nail? Is that not where? He said, but the body has been glorified. He will leave the scars there so that they can recognize that it's still you. But the scar will have no effect. Are you listening to me tonight? So when they saw Jesus, they could recognize that's the man crucified. But listen, something has happened to this crucified body. The body is now glorified. Hallelujah to Jesus. So listen, if they come, they will still recognize that Richard. But when they look closely, there's glory everywhere. That Richard they knew is not the Richard they are seeing right now. A lot has changed. A lot has changed. Oh, glory to God. Say, a lot has changed. We've got a glorified body. And listen, we are not scared. He said, you have not received the spirit of fear again. But the spirit of what? Sound mind. How does that spirit come in? How is it stirred on our inside? We've received the Holy Ghost. But it is stirred. It is stirred by words. Oh, Riga Bahai. It is stirred by what? Words. It is stirred by what? Words. It is stirred by what? Words. He said, when he spoke the word, the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet. The Spirit is stirred. He said, faith cometh by hearing the word. You stir that Spirit by words. When you listen to revelation, not information. We did a teaching called Beyond Information to Revelation. You must go beyond information to revelation. When you step, you know, the only way to step into this glorious life is to go beyond information, logic, to faith realm. He said, the things which are not seen, they are more real. They are more real than the things which are seen. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The Bible also says, God uses the things which are not seen to bring to nothing the things which are seen. How do you remove HIV and AIDS, which is seen? By the word of God, which is not seen. How do you take away cancer from that body, which is physical? By the word of God, which is not physical. It is not physical, but it has physical effects. The Bible says the word of God is sharper than a what? Two-edged sword. It can go into any situation and bring about glory. You may just hear that they kidnap your brother. You speak the word. Oh, glory to God forevermore. I think we had this testimony here. A young man called me and he said they kidnapped his cousin or something. And I told him, in the name of Jesus, in 3 days, your cousin is coming back. In 3 days, Elisha, he spoke to a people. There was destruction in their land. I think it was Israel. Yeah. And they came back. I think they had a war or something, a lot of destruction. And when they came, God sent Elisha to the same land. What did Elisha say? He said, "The Lord says the Lord, by this time tomorrow, everything, economy will be back to normal." The guy came to Elijah and said, "I believe God or Elisha, but even if God can come down today, this will not happen." He said, "Okay, you will see, but you will not partake. Meanwhile, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, it shall happen. God is my buckler." Oh, glory to God. I gave you a story one time when Abuja, almost to 5, EFCC office are closed. Almost closed, packing everything up. And I told my lawyer, "I'm coming to collect our school ML certificate." He said, "Pastor, there is no way. You are supposed to be there by 3. I said, "No, but I have to go back to church tomorrow. So I wanted to go there this Friday. I don't want to stay here till Monday." He said, "No, Pastor, there is no miracle that will happen." I said, "Okay, barrister, but I promise you, a miracle will happen." I told him, "I'm still going there." He said, "Pastor, let me leave you with your faith." "No problem, Pastor." I said, "No problem. I'm going there. A miracle will happen." As I got to the bus stop there under the bridge, I said, "What bus will take me to FCC office very fast?" They said, "This bus. It's moving like snail." I said, no, this one cannot take me. I'm already late." I bought a taxi. "How much?" He called one big money. I said, "Let's go." Listen, there was no ₦1 in my pocket. I'm not kidding you. Kept on moving by faith. Suddenly, alert. Pop. I said, "Call that account number again." He called it. I sent the money. Arrived at FCC office. Enter. The woman started shouting. The receptionist. I said, "Madam, I came from Benue. I want to get this thing because I cannot meet up with Monday. I have service." She said, "You this Nasarawa boy." She started shouting at the top. "You are lying. That's how you be lying here. Blah, blah, blah." I said, "Ma, you are like a mother to me." I said, "My friend, move out from here." I looked at this woman. And I moved out quietly, kept the fruit of the Spirit intact. As I was outside, I started praying in the Holy Ghost. I am insisting. A prophecy, a miracle must happen. There's what we call the fight of faith. You keep on insisting. And it's a good fight. It's not a bad fight. I kept on insisting. As I was praying in the Holy Ghost, we don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the Spirit helped me with what? Groanings. At that situation, what would I pray about? What would I tell God? But God saw a man who is the brother of the man in charge coming out from the office. And God positioned me to start praying. And when I began to pray in the Spirit, He took my tongue and started speaking to the heart of that man. The man came out. He said, "Hey, you come." I said, "Sir." He said, "Come." I came close to him. He said, "What is the problem? I feel like helping you." True life story. I said, "You feel like giving me?" "Okay, I'm supposed to collect my school ML certificate and I can't wait till Monday. I have service on Sunday. And they said I'm late." "Say, who goes to FCC office in Abuja? Everybody has gone by 3:30. "But listen, my brother is the one in charge." You know, first time he said, "I'm not working here." I said, "Why did you now ask me?" He said, "My brother is the one in charge. Follow me." Oh, glory to God. And when we're going, the woman looked at me. "You again?" He said, "Madam, leave him. He's with me." We entered. "What is your name?" They asked me. The man wanted to leave. "What's your name?" "It's for a church. Glory Kairos." He said, "It's just here. You are so lucky." I wanted to say blessed, but I didn't want to make mouth. You know, I'm just strange. He said, "You are so lucky. Everything. Who are you?" "Okay. You are actually a pastor." I said, "Yes." "No wonder. If not, this kind of thing has never happened here before." I said, "A miracle will happen. Be it done to you according." They said, "Nobody can be perfect." What are you saying? "It will be done to you according to you." Not the opinions of men. See, as long as you think nobody can be perfect, Satan is permitted to cause you to walk in any realm of imperfection. If you believe nobody can be perfect, why are you bothered that you slept around with 5 men, 5 women? Why are you bothered? Because you have already crucified yourself to the devil. You agree that nobody can be perfect. Why are you thinking you can act perfectly? Now we are tired, we call it willful sin. There is nothing like unwillful sin. Every sin is willful. When you were sinning, did they force you to sin the sin? Did they carry koboko and say, if you don't sin it, I'll flog you? That's jargon. It's a way religion... You know, when religion is frustrated, they are looking for a way to just make the thing sound sweet. Nothing like willful sin. That's in the Pentecostal circle. In the Orthodox, there's nothing like venial sin, original sin, whatever. There's nothing like that. Sin is sin. Sin has no category. You know why you are categorizing sin? Because you think some Christians are trying to be righteous more than other Christians. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? God did not create us to be a little bit righteous. To be righteous to a certain degree. He said, be perfect. Are you here tonight? The Bible calls the word of God in the book of Mark 8, I guess, the seed of God's word. The seed. He related the word of God to being like a seed. You know what the Bible said in 1 John 3:9? It said, you are born of God and cannot sin because the seed of God is in you. Now, when you see seed, all right? When I carry the seed of okra and I plant, I know I'll get exactly what I'm seeing there here. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? When I carry the seed of rice and plant, I know what I'm seeing here. It may be so wonderful and glorious, but if I can be patient enough, what I'm seeing there, I will see in this seed. It will bring about that result. The Bible says, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. That talks about Jesus Christ. He is a seed that God planted, and the harvest must be as the seed. The many sons he brought unto glory are exactly like him. Say, I'm exactly like Jesus. Lego Bahai. Say like you mean. Say, I'm exactly like Jesus. I'm exactly like Jesus. Don't be scared. You have not received the spirit to fear again, but the spirit. Now speak beyond your fear. I'm exactly. Beyond my mistake, beyond my fears, beyond any addiction, I'm exactly like Jesus. If you can say it, you see it. Victory has got a big mouth. The Bible says, for death was swallowed up. The equation of faith entails that you don't only believe. We believe and so we speak. We believe and so we speak. We don't just believe and keep quiet. We have the impetus to say it. We have mind. We will say it. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Oh, glory to God forevermore. He said, I have not given you the spirit of fear again. I have not given you the spirit of fear. Meaning, what brings you back to square one of your life, your old life? Fear, fear, fear. That's the only reason you are back to that sinful life. Not the devil. Fear. The devil is defeated. Hebrews 2:14. He that had power. He that had power. He doesn't have power. He had. If you are in sin today, it's fear. There are many people saying, God, I want to live for you. But Satan has helped them to picture tomorrow. He reminded them of tomorrow by their past. He said to them, years ago you said it, but you still did it. How do you think? What is the probability that you... Now today, he will remind you how many times you don't talk out. But the Bible says, it said, they that know their God. It said, they shall be strong. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. David told Timothy like this. He said, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Libro Gabahai. Be strong in the Lord. In the power of his might. I will have a time to teach on all these. What's it called in Ephesians 6 again? The war armor of God. I will do a series because it's deeper than you can imagine. Because it is after that scripture, he started explaining how that being strong in the Lord is equivalent to a man putting the whole armor of salvation. And one point I want to make, one of the parts of that armor he mentioned was the sandals of peace. You know, you are wondering, how is the sandal of peace part of the armor? Paul is saying, now, if you don't wear sandals and you are walking in tongues, would they not choke you? What is the sandal of peace representing there? Your readiness to always preach the gospel. In other words, a Christian that does not do evangelism is not fully protected. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A Christian that does not do evangelism is not fully protected. Pastor, I pray, I fast, I give. When last did you win soul? That is the reason Satan is always hitting you. Do you know what happens when you win soul and you are discipling people? Do you know what happens? There's a consciousness stirred in your heart. Now, imagine somebody that has children. The way he behaves on the street is different from somebody that does not have children. He has nothing to lose. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? When you talk to 5 people about Jesus and they live in your streets, when Satan wants to make you be angry, when you look at their face, you are indebted to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. You want to say, God will bless you. You remember their children, you are discipling. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It is God's wisdom. That is why he said, one of your armor is your readiness to always want to preach the gospel. It will keep you protected. It will keep you protected. It shares a holy fire within you. Meaning God is like, if you don't find yourself preaching any day, talking to somebody about Jesus any day, inviting somebody to come and hear the word of the Lord every day, he says something is wrong with your heart. That's one way to know that you are not fully protected. In fact, that's one way to know you are backsliding. Are you here?
Yes,
sir. Say, I'm above only. I'm above only. I'm above only. Say, my fire is intact. Say, my fire is intact. We walk by faith and not by sight. You wake up in the morning and the devil suggests you are feeling dry. Why is it I'm not feeling the power of God? Say, I may feel dry, but I know I'm full. I'm not dry, I'm full. I'm in the waters. And the waters are in me. You know, the Bible says, out of my belly shall flow what? And the same Bible calls Jesus living water. And the same Bible says, we are in Christ. We're in the waters is in us. You may wake up some morning, Satan will suggest you feel dry. And when he suggests that, you begin to sing song. Oh Lord, set my heart. No, your heart is on fire. Your prayer is not, Lord, set my heart. Your prayer, Father, I thank you for my heart is full of fire. Full of very fire. For I am complete in Christ. Not lacking anything. As long as you think you need something, you are vulnerable. If you need money, you are vulnerable. If you need, as long as you need something, there's vulnerability. He said, for even money is a defense. If you have the money, if somebody that needs money and somebody that have money, who is stronger? The one that have. Because the Bible said money is a defense. Your wife is in the hospital, 200,000, you don't have. I had a man, he told me one time, he said, Pastor, I know more than 5 skills. Mention them for me. He said, installation, DSTV, GoTV, I know it. Electric, fence, I know it. More than 5 things he mentioned. CCTV camera, I know it. More than 5 things. I said, He said, but Pastor, my wife, CS was supposed to happen. I didn't have common 150 to pay. He said, Pastor, is that not a shame? He came to install my DSTV. And I said to him, my decoder, I said, it's not necessarily the devil. I said, it's strategy. What you cannot manage, you lose. So I asked him, are you on Facebook? Do you have a page? He said, no. I said, you don't have a Facebook? You don't tell? How do people know? He said, Pastor, it's just like you, like this. If you know now, you tell another person. I said, listen, young man, this word has gone digital. Everything. See, nothing works until it's virtual. Even this world too. It is the virtual now. The first 5 richest men on the earth today are virtual. Their business is virtual. Amazon. Elon Musk. Go and look at them. Virtual. If you are not connected to the virtual realm, you cannot become wealthy. So I said, get connected. Get connected. Create a page. He said, Pastor, I want to go to Abuja. I said, like this, and leave your family. Who will take care of your family? I said, start in Makodi. There are rich people here. He said, no, people are not. I said, brother, I can drive you to some areas in this town. You will see houses. I'll be wondering, how the hell? Have you not seen houses in this town? And you are wondering what the hell is happening in this town? Who told you there's no money in this town? There are some people that will answer, well, there's no money. They say, it's true. My brother, go to Abuja, there's money. Don't spoil their money for them. They are making millions. There's one idea God can just put in that your heart. He wanted to catch Peter. He said, Peter has been toiling from morning to night. And that same anointing can come upon you tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you know that anointing can come upon you? I was watching the healing streams and I saw one woman. I said to myself, I'll play that video very soon in this church. Before Pastor Chris finished speaking to her, she stood up. He was laying hands on everybody. He didn't lay on her. As he was talking to the woman, he said, walk. Even him, he knows the woman has received. People started laughing. He said, just walk. She was ready. As she saw him, she started smiling and laughing and thanking God for her healing. He said, walk. She stood up and started walking. There's a way you posture yourself to receive. Before we even declare, you have captured it. That same anointing that caused fish in the waters, in the river, is here tonight. The same Jesus that spoke that day, yesterday, is the same today. Listen, Peter had been toiling morning to night. Pastor, I've been in Makodi, the business is not working. How many years? 5 years. Morning, though weeping may endure for a night. The Bible said joy comes in the morning. In other words, listen, the time that it takes for weeping, the time for weeping should not be compared to the time for joy. Weeping is not supposed to last for so long. It's supposed to last for a night. Meaning your suffering in this world should be compared to one night. Meaning don't suffer for too long. 2 years you are suffering. 3 years you say you are suffering. 4 years, something is wrong with your life, brother. You are not connected. Weeping should endure for a night compared to what? Joy in the morning. Morning and night, which is longer? Which is longer? Day and night, which is longer? Day is longer than night. Your night your suffering should be very short. Your joy should be very plenty. Meaning God wants you to enjoy in life so much that he wants you to suffer. And if it looks like you are suffering, it's not God. The reason why you are still in the wilderness is because your character is not really fortified for the promised land yet. Peter had been toiling. But listen, the character of Peter took him out from wilderness into glory. Watch it. Jesus came to Peter. He said, Peter, you've been toiling from morning to night? Yes. I said, cast your net. Peter smiled. Peter had a good character. Tell somebody, have a good character. Do you know if Peter has had pride, he would have not entered into his glory? Who are you? A fellow man like me. Peter said, I've been toiling from morning. I've been toiling. That's why I say learn to greet people. Do you know this normal greeting you are greeting? You don't know who you greet tomorrow and you'll be in a good mood. Just have a good character. You'll be blessed. You'll walk in the glory. Have a good character. Peter said, morning to night I've been toiling. I didn't catch nothing. And you said I should just cast my net merely. He said, well, at thy word, sir, I will cast my net. He didn't do it necessarily because he believed. He did it because he was told to do it. And when he did it, the Bible said he had a net tearing. A boat sinking harvest. Listen carefully. Did Peter change the spots where he casted the net? Huh? Did Peter move anywhere? Was he in the middle of the river? According to the story, he was not in the middle. He was almost at the banks of the river. We can relate that to our present day Makodi. I don't know that you're... Some people are in the middle. But at thy word, we will cast the net. At thy word, we will enter the studio and record the songs. We may be here, but at thy word, we will get to the media. We'll post our stuff in the media. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say? From where we are, we can make progress, brother. From where we are, we may be at the banks, but at thy word. Guess what? It was the words Jesus said that created the fishes. The fish there. There was no fish. He said, cast. As Jesus spoke, creation began to gather. They begin to gather. Are you listening to me tonight? Regabashandabaya. Mako palata. You know, one time I said to myself, I said, look at the story of Jesus and Peter self. Look at the story of Jesus and Peter. He told Peter, walk, come to me. You know, Jesus would have been super ordinary before Peter's eye and say, no, I am God, you are a man. Get out. But because he came as a perfect mirror to us. When he was walking on the water and Peter said, Master, you are walking. He said, you can walk too. To prove that what I'm doing is supposed to be a norm. Tell somebody, the Jesus' character is supposed to be my character. Jesus' manifestation is supposed to be my manifestation. Say, I can do everything Jesus did. I can live the way he lived. He is my perfect mirror. The Bible says, we behold Jesus like a mirror. We are being transformed. He's our mirror. He didn't tell Peter, I'm God, you are man. You cannot walk like me. He said, Peter, walk too. And Peter stood up and started walking. He started walking. Why would the water not get him sink? Because Jesus said, Peter, walk. Water has to obey by default. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Water had to just position itself in a way. The law of uptrust, a natural law, was broken that day. Mass was walking on water. It was not carved like canoe. No. Normal. Walking on water. Coming to meet Jesus. Maybe Jesus would have said, no, no human being can do this thing except me, God. But because Jesus said, I've created you in my word, image and likeness. That is why he permitted Peter to do that. And Peter was walking. But listen, what took Peter back when the raging sea, you know, was moving, when the water was shaking, what happened? Peter started looking at the water. Instead of looking at Jesus, he was looking at the circumstance. Don't look at the circumstance. Set your eyes on Jesus. If you say walk upon the water, forget about the situation. Just set your mind on, I can walk on the water. I can walk on the water. Forget about the problems. Forget about how tough the situation is. Set your eyes on the healing. See the healing already. See the healing. See the breakthrough. See yourself walking in holiness and righteousness. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Peter started walking, but his unbelief, his focus on the water, the river shaking, steered unbelief in his heart. And when he considered the unbelief, he went down. The Bible says, if a man speaks to this mountain, a mountain, without doubting in his heart, it will move from point A to point B. Meaning the only person that can stop you is you. You are the only person that can stop yourself. Are you here tonight? Libro Kapai. Same thing with the prophet Elisha. Same thing with the prophet Elijah. See the power of the word of God? A woman had nothing. The Lord said she should give all to the prophet. She ate it. She gave him, he ate it. And suddenly he told her, go and gather cans. The Lord wants to give you double of everything in your life. She gathered a lot of cans. This is not a fairy tale. It is true. How many of you have seen it in the Bible? The Bible said Elijah did not create an oil factory in the house. Oh my God. He did not go to the market and buy oil. No. The Bible said, you know, there were two stories. One, there was more oil. The other one, no oil at all. The Bible said Elijah spoke words. Words created oil into the cans. Words. Are you seeing the power of the word of God? Words created the oil. Words created the oil. Your word will create that money you are looking for. You didn't hear what I'm trying to say, isn't it? Your words will create that business you are looking for. Somebody said, directly, indirectly, if the word will not bring it physically, it will cost the people that will bring it. The Bible said the heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord. You can be speaking like this. Suddenly somebody sees you for no reason. If you sit down to meditate, why do I deserve this thing? You don't even have an answer. Many years ago, it was written concerning Jesus that none of his bones will be broken. We now see something that seemed like a coincidence. The soldier looked at the bones of Jesus. In their culture, by default, when anybody dies, you break the bone. But when Jesus died, they broke the bone of the two thieves. It came to Jesus. The soldier said, I don't know why I like this man. Don't break his bone. He thought he was doing Jesus a favor. It seemed like a coincidence. No, it was written. The prophet prophesied. He said, one of the signs that does the Messiah is that none of his bones shall be broken. What have you said about your life? It has been written about you. If you don't say it, you will not see it. Even before it worked in the life of Jesus, a prophet prophesied it. Are you listening to me? A prophet prophesied it in the stead of Jesus. Get it, oh? He said none of his bones. Do you know when Jesus' resurrection, they prophesied it? David prophesied it in singing. Thou shalt not allow thy only one to see corruption. If we don't say it, we will not see it. Are you people here tonight? Oh, glory to God. Oh, they think you are mad. They think you are mad. Say it. Don't be scared. Say it. Don't be scared. They think you are crazy. Say it. Don't be scared. Elijah said, let there be oil in the cans. The Bible said as long as there were cans, the oil kept flowing. They were flowing from where? We don't care where they were flowing from. They were flowing. In another scenario again, it's not an example, true life story. Elisha. What did he say? Close the doors. Gather, borrow from your neighbors. Gather all the cans. What do you have? She said, small bottle of oil. You know why these two examples are in scripture? It's not a mistake. To show you that God can cause a miracle, but God prefers you walk in wisdom. The second one, there was a little bottle of oil. He said, borrow. She borrowed. Then what did he say? He said, fill it. Fill it. Fill it. She filled it. When she filled it all, what happened? The Bible says, as long as there were cans, that small bottle of oil kept filling. Kept filling. Kept filling. Kept filling. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It kept filling. It kept filling. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It kept filling. It kept filling. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, I use this to explain something. I'm careful to explain because some people may misunderstand it. I used this one time to teach somebody about loan. He came to me that he wanted loan. I said, where is your small bottle of oil? What I meant is that where is the idea? Let me hear your idea. Pitch it, let me hear. When he said it, I said, see, brother, if you borrow, it will not be filled. I said, this is not nice to me. Don't borrow. Now, God is not against loan. Listen carefully. But God will never permit a man that has no idea to take loans. Did you get what I just said? Meanwhile, God can give you so much that you don't need a loan. From where you are. She kept on bringing cans. You know what that simply means? God is actually trying to say, start something, even if it's so small. Don't worry. It will fill up all of your cans. I just need something to stand more like an interface so that I'll know that you are responsible. Don't just sit and say, money come. When you say money come, go and get something small. Even no matter how small, start it. It is proof that you believe that money is coming. I don't know that you catch what I'm trying to say. Because faith without work is dead. You believe you are supposed to be a billionaire. You didn't start anything. You don't have faith. And the Bible says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Start it. God will expand it. You believe you are supposed to be a billionaire. Is it with this skill you have now? Think about it. Study great men in finances. Dare to start what they are doing. Do you know if you coincidentally enter there? I'm sure it's not a coincidence. But if you know that thing and get there, do you know what God will now? God has for somebody to come there. See, there are some sectors of life that we have not found a true believer that can represent God there. He is waiting for you to be competent enough to get there. You'll be shocked. He will turn everything. That's what he meant for when he said the riches of the Gentiles are stored for the righteous. Mean there's some money somewhere in some sectors that God is preparing you now. I'm not saying just by prayer and fasting, by making you read physics like a madman. You are reading the physics like you want to die. God will still say, read that physics. You've prayed and fasted. God is still saying, read that physics. Read it. Read it. And it don't stop. Keep on reading. God, why I can't read it. You keep on reading. Reading. You are reading. Wondering what is happening. You become the best there. God will say, welcome, Daniel. Get to that realm. You come before the princes, president. They say, this one is the most competent like Daniel. Put him there. And because you will not bow to their God, God will find you more competent. Because even if you enter the lion's den, it will not eat you. Why? You are anointed. You are anointed. You don't only know that thing in your head. You pray like Daniel. You pray. The Bible said Daniel would turn to Jerusalem and pray to the temple. He was neglecting the worship of the idol. I'm telling you, I'm not joking. God is raising men. If you can be so aligned, He is raising men He wants to use to replace other people in some sectors. Just like David. He was anointed king and who was that? What's the name of the king now? Saul was still up there as king. Meanwhile, God was raising low-key another king. You can be that king, that next king, God is raising low-key. Because God has seen somebody misbehaving up there. Are you listening to what I'm saying tonight? The problem is, will you be aligned so much so that the mistake of Saul you will not make? Stay with the Holy Ghost, because He will not want to just create problem. God can so much invest in a man. He means business. Look at how God is wonderful. A whole generation that left Egypt saw His hand, parted the Red Sea, did not enter the promised land. They did not enter. Deuteronomy 1:39. It was their children that they gave birth to that didn't know, have the kind of their character that God allowed to enter. I don't know whether you guys get what I'm trying to say. God does not waste investment. Listen, imagine you grow up and they tell you that who you have killed today, your father could not kill him. How will you feel? It was the sons of Anak that the Israelites were scared of. They could not. A new generation that came after them, that they gave birth to, went and fought the war and they won and entered the promised land. It was because of mindset. That's why I said, if you must enter into the kingdom, you must be as these little ones. Do you catch it now? What he's trying to show is Deuteronomy 1:39. The little ones that do not yet know the difference between good and evil, they are the ones I will use and raise and give them a mindset to enter the promised land. So God is saying that if you posture your heart, remove all of those things you have learned from Adam, from young age, from your locality. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And allow the sincere meek of God's word to get into your heart. And believe the word of God like a child. See, believing is like, you know, if you truly believe God's word, you will act like a baby. It's not a joke. How many of you have deceived a baby before? A little child. It will be like God is deceiving you. That's why some people, when you act in faith, some people will think you are childish. They'll think you are stupid. You tell your dad, I'm perfect. He says, see this, mumu. You know, one time in the barracks many years ago, where I taught a young man, and he went to his church, he now declared to the youth, I'm perfect. He started laughing. He said, you don't ever see woman nakedness before. See this, mumu. It was pastors that were telling him. Pastors. Now, they didn't know me, and I didn't want to identify, so he respected me. Anytime I'm passing, he just greets me like a normal person, because I told him not to identify that I'm the one that taught him that. Not just that, they had a meeting and sanctioned him out of the leaders that he has backslided. I was in a meeting where they told him to preach. They didn't know that he had learned those things. He invited me to come and watch his first ministration. I sat at the last part. While he was preaching, everywhere was awed. And he started crying, this is the truth, believe it. And the leaders were laughing and planning his sack later. Same people who were representing God were saying, have you seen a woman's nakedness before? You are claiming you are perfect. Get out, you have not seen anything. Say, I'm perfect. They want us to talk. You know, if you talk weakness, they will like you in this world. If you talk strength, you are proud. Religious people don't like you when you are confident. They like you when you are timid. We are nothing but pencil in the hand of the Creator. The guy is humble. As he is, so am I in this present world. That guy has pride. He will soon fall. Do not hear God on your head and write it. Have you been in a meeting before somebody writes something that he heard from God? He heard from his head. The Bible says when you know Christ, you cannot be tossed to and fro by deceitful ideologies from man's wisdom. Sister Rebecca, the way you are preaching this grace, be careful. The Bible said be careful for nothing. How to know what they have quoting self that is from God is wrongly quoted. Let him that stand take heed lest he fall. It's him that stand, not the one that God has made to stand. is he that thinks he stands. I'm not thinking I'm standing. From my wisdom. Bible says God is able to keep me from what? He is the one keeping me standing. I'm strong in the and in the power of his. Are you here tonight? Some of them will fake prophetic words and be telling you rubbish. Have you been in a meeting where somebody called you and said, I see you suffering from an addiction? Because it's a popular problem. Then some of you will fall to that to pray to them and say, yes, yes, I'm struggling. They know the problem they have. They know a lot of people have that their problem. But tonight is your night. I say tonight is your night. When you say things like, we are all nothing but pencils, they say, meanwhile, the Bible said, he has said so that we may what? Boldly, not timidly. Hebrews, he has said so that we may what? Boldly say. If you say you are perfect, you don't say, I am perfect. What did he say? Boldly say, I am perfect. It's a proof of faith. Perfect. I'm perfect. So how are you, brother? I'm perfect, brother. How are you, brother? I'm perfect. How are you? I'm cool. I'm beautiful. I'm glorious. I'm full of the glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. He has said, so that we may perfect, boldly say, boldly. He said, he that is dead is free from sin. Are you free from sin? You see, you didn't get it. Are you free from sin? Yes, I am free from sin. If the Bible said I'm freed from sin, this is my confession. I cannot sin. Open that part of scripture in Hebrews. Let's end with that. That says he has said so that we may boldly say. What scripture is that? Hebrews what? 13:8. Be very fast. Let's end with this. Are you ready to pray? I say, are you ready to pray? 13:8. Let's read together. Jesus Christ the same. Next part of scripture. Are you sure? Do now. Do not be carried about with various strange doctrine. For it is good that the heart be what? Verse what? Verse 7. Okay. The scripture is sweet. Let's see from verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never what? No what? See what he said. I will never what? Now, what are we supposed to respond and say? Look at what. He did not say it exactly. This is more like raw material. Paul made it the finished product. Next part of scripture, verse 6. It says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Did he say, he will never leave or forsake me? If he can never leave nor forsake you, you are not supposed to tell the enemy, he will never leave. No. The Lord is my helper. In a tough situation, you don't say he will never leave. No, he's there with you. He's my helper. I will not fear. I refuse to fear because he will never leave nor forsake me. Because he will never leave or forsake me. Man, what can you do to me? You that say I will not pass, what can you do to me? He will never leave us, not forsake. What can you do to me? Ah, labako shabaya. He said he that died is free from sin. He's not saying go and quote that. What is supposed to be the resultant effect of that statement he has said there? I can never walk in sin. We don't sin in our world. You are confident about it. You joke about it. Let me show you a scripture. Psalms 139 verse 12. See what the Bible said about God viewing darkness. Oh, my mind was blown when I saw this. It said, indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. You know what that means? God does not see tough situations as tough situations. When he sees darkness, he sees it as light. It is nothing to him. Tough things are easy with God. No darkness before him. No impossibility before him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? How do you have an idea of what he's saying? Go to two scriptures back. Probably verse 10. I pray I see it. Even there you shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. You see, if you observe the context now, God is trying to show them how that he will be with them. How that he can protect them. That is why in verse 12 he now said, even darkness is as light to me. Meaning if there is nothing I cannot do for you. He's trying to steer the fact that he's so strong and he's mighty, and that there's no impossibility with him. And that's what the Bible says, you are not just conquerors. You are more than. Meaning if you overcome an addiction today, which you have, don't go. That should not be, that is not enough reason to kill yourself in praise. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your destiny is not to overcome sin as a Christian. That's not your destiny. Your destiny is to be like Christ. Being like Christ is far above overcoming sin. That is why the Bible said you are not just a conqueror, one that overcame. He said you are more than. He said in all these things, all the things around your life, all your circumstance, you may have a lot of troubles around you. The Bible said, listen, don't think if you overcome them, then you are powerful. More than you overcoming this thing, you are more than. Hey! I'm more than. I'm more than. What if you start viewing your life from the more than? Not from trying to overcome. View your life from the more than. Meaning see yourself far above the sin. Don't see yourself trying to overcome the sin. See yourself far. Do you catch what I'm trying to say? See yourself from the more than, not from the trying to overcome. I'm not trying to overcome Satan. Satan is under my feet. And the God of peace shall what? He shall put the devil under your feet. In other words, we are not just having dinner on Satan's neck. We are having dinners. Satan is under our feet while we have dinner. He's as good as dust. What is under your feet? Dust he is, and to dust he has returned. Ala brondo kopo shabaya. That statement is for the devil. He's dust, and to dust has he returned. For as many as have believed in his name, to them he has given the right to be called the sons of God. If the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, this spirit, has quickened your mortal bodies. We are not just in the glory, we are lost in it. Everywhere we turn is full of glory. Is full of light. God is a light so shining. In him no trace of sin, no trace of darkness, no trace of pain, no trace. Tell somebody, no trace, no trace, no trace, no trace, brother. I'm lost in the glory. I'm lost in the glory. Shake away fear, shake away fear. I'm full of the glory. I'm full of the glory. Shake away doubt. Shake away doubt. The Bible said that the power of the Holy Ghost in us is immeasurable. It's unlimited. And it surpasses greatness. Escondi balatunzi bahai. Jerabo sapakato. Pray somebody, pray. 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 Shanamayana neka namanana noza nina neya. Pane manakoni alabo shanananisha. Pray somebody. Pray somebody. Shaba ba 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 ba. Rambo katala tamba te katali apato. Emani anana nema sonani. Shema na noza nena nima. Miana mo na ne. Shinamaya era namane. I'm
full of the glory. I'm lost in the glory. Lost in the glory. Hey, anabashananandaya. Go ahead. Lenda bakaso shaba ba 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 ba. Na ma kona na ma na de. Konsha na na de ba ya kona de ba 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 la gada ba ya la. Kumba na na de ba ya gada da 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 ba 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 ba. Emba ba 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 ya gada ba la gada ba ya ba ba ba.
What is your pregnancy? I'm what you say, you know. I've changed the end of the song. Love your presence. I love your precepts. What is your? I'm what you say, you know. We are what you are saying now. The manifestation of sons. We are what God is saying now. We are what God is saying now. We are what? We are what? Yeah. We love the presence. We are what you are saying now. What you're saying now? We love your presence. Hey, your presence. Ah, we love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? I'm what you saying now. I love your presence. And I love your precepts. What is your fragrance? I'm what you saying now. Oh, and I love your presence. I love your precepts. What is your fragrance? Body, body.
your prison. God is your presence. What I am, what you're saying now.
Oh, God, all of Jakabayaka.
The Bible said we have received everything for life and godliness. The Bible said, blessed be God that is able to make all cause, all grace to abound in any situation. In other words, if your situation remains unchanged, it is because the believer wants it so. Now I give you the privilege by the Spirit of God. That one problem that has been standing for long, it's time to speak it out. It's time to speak it out. It's time to speak it out. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it out. Spit it out by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Don't be ashamed. Say it. Palata ko lata palata. Alla ponde kaba. Rapakonde sakata. It's breaking that yoke. Makomba lata. Raponde shala. Leponde kalatus. What manner of men are we? The Bible says, angels declaring, who are men that thou be mindful of? There's something about us as humans. There's a glory. Ah, yeah, yeah. Beyond description. There's a glory in you. A glory in you, aya. There's a glory, there's a power, there's a fire. Fret not. It's time to stop looking down yourself. Look beyond the fear. Ah. Ah, yekabaya. It's time to. It's time to break out. It's time to break out. I tell you, it's time. It's time by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's time. It's time to wrestle with the world. Wrestle with the world. It's time, brothers and sisters. It's time. What we have is not small. And we don't need the world to recognize it, what we have. The Bible said they will not respect us because they've not known him yet. But we can cause a new day from our life. The Bible regards that as light. It said nations shall come to the obedience of the Christ by our light. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. I sense the Lord moving in a way he has never moved for a long time in this place. He's the Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living.
It's the Holy Ghost, scepter of a sin. Oh my God. It's the Holy Ghost. Lord, I wrestle tonight. I wrestle in the spirit. Change another thing. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the spirit. Don't you know? In his hands, key to eternity. A little he, little thee, until the day will done. He sat walking.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.